An omnibus bill supporting landlords passed through the North Carolina House and made it into the Senate this session. As WHQR reports, one concern is that a key sponsor might profit from the bill. House Bill 551 has four parts, three of which impact landlord-tenant relationships. The bill is something of an omnibus for landlord interests, which has sparked opposition. Part 1 of the bill bans cities and counties from enacting source of income non-discrimination policies. That means no local governments could institute protections for those who use Section 8 or VASH vouchers, which protect housing for veterans. Cape Fear Housing Coalition Vice Chair Liz Carbone says that part of the bill would hurt low-income renters.
Whatever the opposite of having your cake and eating it too is what this is.
Few localities in the state have provided these protections. Charlotte and Mecklenburg County have passed ordinances protecting some renters, but only those in buildings that received government funding from community development block grants. After a rewrite, the bill does include a carve-out for any ordinances like that. The bill also targets tenants in other ways. For example, it specifically allows landlords to seek attorney's fees if a tenant appeals an eviction, among other financial damages related to litigation. Evictions are damaging for a tenant's long-term prospects for renting, but legal experts have said this element of the bill could create a chilling effect for tenants who would otherwise fight an eviction. Carbone says the legislature has its priorities wrong.
Here's what's so frustrating to me about this. In a time where our housing crisis in our state and locally is worse than ever, at a time when all we talk about is how difficult it is to be a renter in the entire United States, but in North Carolina, I just don't understand why the legislative priority would be additional financial burdens on a person that's already going through the financial and emotional trauma of an eviction.
WHQR reached out to the Apartment Association of North Carolina, an advocacy group that has lobbied for this legislation on behalf of multifamily landlords. In a statement, AANC said it, quote, believes HB 551 takes an important step toward that goal, addressing some of the regulatory burdens, fraud, and abuse that have contributed to rising rental costs in recent years. AANC is committed to working toward a solution that protects housing affordability without compromising the safety and welfare of its members and its tenants. The association did not respond to a follow-up request to clarify that statement or explain how exactly this bill would help with affordability. There's one other element to the bill that impacts the landlord-tenant relationship, specifically surrounding pet policies. This section makes up the bulk of the bill, and Winston-Salem grassroots organizer Sud Krishnamurthy says it hurts vulnerable tenants.
This piece of legislation also provides landlords with the ability to require tenants to, with service or support animals, to provide written verification from health professionals, regarding their disability and then their requirement for a service and support animal. We think this adds like a significant barrier where they have to go get written consent from a healthcare professional.
What's more, he says there's a conflict of interest for one of the primary sponsors of the bill, Republican House member John Bradford of Mecklenburg County.
One of the co-sponsors of the bill, Representative John Bradford, actually owns a pet screening company and will directly profit off of the services that they provide as a result of this bill.
Bradford, who recently announced he's running for state treasurer, is the proud owner of PetScreening.com, a company advertised as, quote, the industry's first and leading pet policy management software. It aims to boost opportunities for so-called pet revenue, verify assistance animals, and protect landlord assets with better data. The company gives tenants a, quote, FIDO score based on their pets and tracks them across rentals. Bradford didn't respond to multiple requests for comment, but WHQR tracked down a podcast appearance from 2019 where he explains his business model and the FIDO score.
And we do this every day with tenants and their FICO scores, and we reflect that in the different security deposit amounts that we take to put in a trust account. This is a similar methodology. The difference is you're not dealing with a protected class. Pets are not a protected class. So you have the full freedom to charge whatever you think the market will bear and whatever you think you should charge to cover your risk.
The bill that Bradford sponsors sets very clear legal expectations around who can classify an animal as a service or emotional support animal. According to PetScreening.com, Bradford's software determines whether those certifications are legitimate. Advocates like Krishnamurthy are concerned that this legislation was written specifically to benefit Bradford's business. The bill made it through crossover week and now sits in the Senate Rules Committee, with the Senate Majority Whip, Jim Perry, as a primary sponsor. For WHQR, I'm Kelly Knoyer.